Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo-hoo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not. But I'm the big guy on the radio on the west side. I'm back on the radio. Dr. Bus, I came in the back door. That's not good to say. Welcome to School Talk, Giant 90.9. Hey, 244-WBDG at 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. We got some we got some social media contacts that Caesar's going to deal with on the big board. But I'm glad you folks joined in for the big shoe today. I got an awesome audience talking about something that I did when I was younger, but didn't do a lot of it, but got in trouble for doing some of it. And we're going to talk about how you can do it now and have a lot of making money doing it and stay out of trouble at the same time. So, Caesar, what's up? What's up, sir?
Nothing much. You know, just ready for the weekend.
Wait. What you gonna do?
So tonight I'm going to Lawrence Central. Sorry, to shoot the basketball game.
Get that right. You know, Lawrence Central versus Lawrence North. That's two different schools, right?
Oh yeah.
They'll come to your house, eat your food up. You call? No, I'm just kidding.
No, they actually played against each other in that sectional 2 days ago, and Lawrence North won. So Lawrence North is playing at Lawrence Central. Warren's going to be there too. It's going to be a really good game.
Talk about salt in your wound. Is your competition playing on your home mm-hmm. court because you lost?
Yeah, and they
it's a nightmare.
I didn't see the game, but I know the final score was like a 10-point game.
Wow.
The first quarter though, Lawrence North was up by like 30 points.
Wow.
And then Lawrence Central's coming for the comeback, but they fell
sports.
A little short.
That's mm-hmm. sports. I think our guest might know something about being ahead, and all of a sudden, now you lost. And deal with adversity. So that's something that this competition tells you, how to deal with adversity. Mm-hmm. Adversity. Go ahead. What's going on with the thing we call the... Wait. What are you doing? What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do again?
So I'm going to Lawrence Central today. Tomorrow, I have a photo shoot at 8 a.m.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And then Sunday, I have off. And then... You know, Monday is the IASB competition.
Right. That's right.
And I'll be competing in the live finals at 11:40 a.m. for my on-air personality.
Yeah, you gotta wag your own tail sometimes. You know, you got a little personal brag. That's okay. BD will be in house, so we'll be down there at the Indianapolis University mm-hmm. statewide competition. Okay, good. I think we call it a big board. Let's do what's going on. What's happening with the students? What are we doing on the... Go ahead and push the magic button. The big
board. So the Wayne Township Education Foundation Pizza and Spaghetti Supper is from 5 to 7 p.m. March 6th at Ben Davis, with bingo from 7 to 8 p.m. And then the WBDG 54 Radio Marathon is coming up April 24th through the 25th. Call 317-988-7122 to support us. And then School Talk with Emerson happens every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And then the replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m. And spring break is March 21st through April 5th. Wow. And then the Little Mermaid is March 6th at 7 p.m. and March 8th at 2 p.m. in the Ben Davis Theater. Make sure to follow WBDG on all social media at WBDG Indy. And all our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDG FM. And our request line is 317-244-9234.
244-9234-244-WBDG. Get in when you can fit in. Thank you, Mr. Caesar. What was that thing you just read? Hey, all right. I got a full studio of students and educators. So my mama always said, start with the ladies first. So in the studio, she's a sophomore, Stephanie Garcia. Good morning and welcome to School Talk.
Thank you.
Should I get that microphone going over there? We got mics all over the place. Greg, welcome to School Talk. Where are you going to college?
Well, I plan on going to the Empire Beauty School because it's like close where I live.
Yeah.
And, like,
can you walk? Like,
No.
Like ain't that close. Right? No, like, out the window in the class.
Right. It's just like something I'm really passionate about. So that's why I'm there.
Awesome. Well, that's cool. Everybody needs that. You know, got to do it. Congratulations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, Stephen Maggers, where you at? There's Stephen. How you doing? And what grade?
I'm a junior.
Yeah, think about that, didn't you? Yeah, I'm a junior. See, I missed ninth. And where are you going to college?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, not sure. Now,
I know I'm going into engineering.
Oh, I get what you say. You better go because if you don't go, I know what's going to happen, right? No, you don't. I'm coming to your house, eat up all your food. Don't go to college. I'm knocking on the door. It's like, guess who's coming to dinner? Major in engineering? Is that what you want to do? That's awesome. That's great. Totally. Ah, these brothers? Kevin?
Yeah. Twins,
dang,
actually.
Dang, Kevin Maggers. Are you two brothers for real?
Yeah, we're twins.
Get out of, you sir? Gosh, he said it twice, didn't he? Why, Kevin? What grade?
I'm also a junior.
You're a junior? I should be, because you're twins, yeah. And are you going to college? Where are you
going
to go?
I'm going somewhere. Not I know
gonna
that.
You're going to be engineering?
I know that much.
No engineering? You don't know yet?
I might do some engineering. I know I'm going to do some creative writing. I plan on being an author, but I don't know what else I'm going to do as well as that.
But you know what? How old are you?
I am 17 right now.
I'm 65. You got some time. That's the main thing. You got some time to figure it all out. Just keep on staying in school, get the education. You'll be great. You'll be awesome. I love it. Beautiful. That's crazy. Trevor Weinman. Trevor's in the house. Trevor, what grade?
I'm in 12th grade.
12th senior. No, yeah. This is your last year, man.
I know.
Are you depressed?
Nah. I'm happy, but I'm going to miss all the good teachers here.
Awesome. Okay, college, where are you going to go?
First, I'm going to go to Ivy Tech. Then I'm going to transfer over to IUPUI.
Good.
For the gaming testing
course. Oh, so you got this stuff in your blood.
Yeah.
It's in your blood. Yeah. That's cool. All right. And last but not least, Bryant Garcia. Uh-oh. Not a Garcia. Okay. Brother, sister.
Yeah.
Push the magic button. That's awesome. Okay, Brian. What college? What grade? College.
I'm in 12th grade.
Yep, senior. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm trying to go to Ivy Tech.
Great. Take the word trying out, because you're going.
I'm going.
Major? What you gonna major?
The culinary.
Oh man. Hey, all y'all got some good stuff. Push the magic button for the game. I love it. It's talking about education. Okay, all you guys are doing something that I didn't do. You're finishing high school the right way. I went through, three or four different high schools in my hometown, Terrell, Indiana, and I didn't finish none of them. I quit when I was 18 because I didn't have enough credits to be a senior. So I quit and I joined the Marine Corps. When I got in the Marine, I ran to a man. I ran to a man that said, he wants to rank in my Marine Corps. Take your rump back to high school. So I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps, and I did get promoted to sergeant while I was in the Marine. So education is cool, and I'm so glad you guys are doing it right. And I got a teacher in the house. I got my teacher.
Hey, go here I am.
Get who you are, what do you teach, and where did you go to college?
My name is Trevor Smith.
Okay.
I teach math here at the Ben Davis High School.
Okay, I hate it, math.
A lot of people, I get that reaction a lot. You might be surprised.
But the same ones that hate math love money.
That's weird, right?
That's weird. You can't count the money.
And usually the ones who like math are counting more money. You know what I mean? So I've got trigonometry class this year and geometry.
Okay.
So big mix of students from sophomore all the way up to senior.
Oh, you're a brain.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. That's brainy stuff. Golly, where'd you go to college?
I went to IPY. Well, I started at Tri-State University before it was changed to Trine up in Angola, a little small town in Angola, north of Fort Wayne.
Yep, I've been there before. I did it.
Played football for a semester.
Okay.
Couldn't pay for it, though. That's an expensive school.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped out. I joined a real military in the Army.
All right. I'm a Marine. All right, go ahead, rub it in. Yeah, that's okay.
To help pay, not only pay that semester off, but pay for the rest of school. And then I did everything else at IPY.
So. Uh-huh. Good. Awesome. That is great. That is so awesome. Well, we're going to talk about some education things and some things about you can do while you're in school and after school. Esports. Esports is a form of sports competition, y'all. I'm reading it because this is really news to me, but it's not news. It's been around for a while. Using video. It's a sports competition using video games. Esports often takes the form of organized, and this is organized, y'all. I mean really organized. Multiplayer video game competitions between professional players, students, etc. And they became professional players because you got to be a student first, then you became professional. Mm-hmm. So you guys, it's awesome. This is great. Now, y'all can just, this is just a conversation. You can just jump in when you want to fill in. When are you guys, and I'm going to start with the ladies first, though. Gaming. Did you play games? You're so young now, but younger. How young did you start playing any type of a game? Can you think about that?
Stephanie? The most youngest I think I've played is either like 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And, it wasn't, if I didn't have like Bryant, I wouldn't actually be like interested in video games at all. So like, I think the first game I've ever played was like Ocarina of Time, for, like Legend of Zelda. It was like really cool, and it still sticks with me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know Pac-Man. I know the Bong Bong. I know Checkers. This is awesome. Yeah.
No, but like
Monopoly.
Like every time, like the new like game's released, I'm like always the first one to buy it because I just love it so much. And what else was I gonna say?
Yeah, you answered it. You answered it, Brian. Brian. When did you're in the same household, so y'all gaming together when as kids?
Yeah, I started first, of course, because I was born first. But yeah, if I was really interested in games, but my parents weren't too supportive of it.
That's me. I was the kind of we can't play no game. Won't play a game. Go outside and play. You know that.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, what game did you play when you remember the first game you ever played as a child? When you start realizing that you can.
It was the talk? Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, the GameCube version.
Once again, what are you talking about? I had no idea. Trevor, how old were you when you think you remember when you start playing the game? And what was it?
I can't remember. I've been gaming for almost all my life.
All right. So you're at the hospital, right? Okay. And you're in the delivery room, right? And then the doctor grabs your ankles, pots you on the rear, and start crying. Give me the handheld.
That seems all right.
It's my turn. All right, that's crazy. Steven, how old you? Can you think about what your first game might have been?
I was pretty young.
I think it was like when we were 5.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I remember for Christmas, I got a DS Lite and Pokemon Diamond.
Okay.
I remember what happened.
Okay, who came out first? Who's the oldest?
I came out first by 2 minutes.
Okay.
So when our parents bought us our first DS, they let us go to a store where we got to pick out our first game for it.
Awesome.
And so what I picked out was a game about Star Wars, and in all honesty, it wasn't very good, but I liked Star Wars at the time, so I thought it was good. Steven made the much better choice and got a game that a lot of people know about right now, Pokemon.
Okay, I know that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that one. Yeah.
So that was how we got started with mostly Nintendo stuff. Okay, we haven't played much else. We've mostly stuck with Nintendo.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Because now, see, when now, y'all, I'm telling my age, like I said, I'm 65. Now, my kids really, really, I got 4 daughters. Sonic. We played Sonic. My kids played Sonic. I couldn't play it, but they played Sonic. But I really didn't have a lot of video games in my house. We had a lot of board games. We had air hockey. We had the basketball. We had bowling. We had a lot of board games, but not a lot of video. I didn't really get into video. But now it's kind of like blown up to the point where you guys can make money or save money, or it can finance college.
Scholarships.
Who will talk about that?
It's become a huge market for a lot of reasons. I'm Kevin. You
can't
see Steven.
You look alike. I can't get it.
Oh, it happens.
I'm sorry. Used to it.
It happens all the time. I just.
Okay, Kevin. Tell me, and I got a lot of information, but tell me about how it can benefit for college.
Well, so the benefits aren't really too big right now, but hopefully as this grows, they can increase. Mm-hmm. So I believe how it works is – it's kind of like something like tennis or basketball. You play well, you got a scholarship, essentially.
The government, go ahead, teach, got the microphone.
So, and actually, right now, as esports is taking hold in the state and in the nation, this is the hottest time for scholarships. Mm-hmm. You know, when in the next several years, when the competition ramps up and more high schools get on board, it's going to be harder to get those. You know, the amount of scholarships going to be, the amount of money being given out by these colleges is going to be about the same, but the pool of players is going to grow very rapidly. So we're trying to jump on this quick and be, you know, one of the first high schools in the country, if not the state, to have a program like this up and running. So that's key.
I mean, like, the most common video games associated with the, and y'all can all jump in, what are the most common video games associated with the esports?
One of the most common ones I see a lot.
Okay, give me your name first, because people can't.
Overwatch.
Can't see your face. Yeah. wait. Do you have online names?
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. When I come back to you, I'm gonna give me your real name and your online name too, unless it's a secret.
Yeah, it's not much of a secret.
I'm the secret one. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Probably forgot the question, but go
one
ahead.
Of the most well-known games in the esports community, I'm pretty sure, is like Overwatch, which is like one of the most competitive team game building games, because you need a team of 8. I'm pretty sure.
What? 8? Six. Wow.
Six.
On one board? I mean,
well, no, on one board.
My turn.
If it was like that, it would be easy.
Anybody else? One of the biggest ones in the world right now is League of Legends, which is a computer game played on in 5v5. One of our assistant coaches could talk a lot more about League of Legends. He's got the experience. But it's probably, you know, a quick Google search, you can look up the amount of money that's been invested in League of Legends tournaments and esports arenas around the world, you know, in Asia, Europe, everywhere. Where it said Overwatch, another one would be Rocket League, which is basically a soccer game, but you're driving rocket-fueled cars around to hit a soccer ball. And a lot of strategy involved there. There's different team sizes, too, like you can play 2v2 or 3v3. By the way, this is Trevor Smith, Mr. Smith here. My online name is Smith498.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just a random name given to me.
All right. Who's up? Ms. Garcia, you got something to add to that? What's your online name?
Well, I don't play online too much. So.
Why?
Are you
a supervisor?
Supervising
your team? What's your username?
If you're talking about like playing online, I don't play online like on Xbox or all that stuff. But
what games do you play?
Well, I mostly play Nintendo games, but like I don't only play.
You don't need a name for that one, do you?
Well, I have one.
What is it?
It just goes by Young Link. That's basically
cool. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. When I was on the I was a state trooper, and we used to have a we had CB back in the day. We didn't have cell phones. Mm-hmm. And I had my CB handle was Screaming Eagle. So I can say everybody's having certain names for everything. So that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Now, who do you guys compete against? Each other and other?
As of right now,
you're a team, though.
We are a team. We're competing in actually a game we haven't even mentioned yet called Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. It's kind of a mouthful, I know. It's a game on the Nintendo Switch, and we're competing against around 10 other high schools in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Through a league called the Indiana High School Esports Network.
Okay.
You can look up ihsen.info to check them out and all the games that they're putting on for the state. We're up to, I believe the number is 56 high schools in Indiana. That's are a part of it this spring, and we're hoping to double that by the fall.
I looked online, and talk about organization. It's classified as the Olympic Games. It's classified. That's freaking me out. It's classified. It has organization. It's got players. It's got teams. It's got training. It's got leagues. It's got tournaments, franchise leagues, tournaments, collegiate and high school team, which you're part of the high school league. It has ethics. It deals with ethics and legal issues. It's got that part of built into the platform, dealing with issues of that nature. Media coverage, news reporting, internet live streaming, television. I saw something about Bangladesh. A big
radio.
I mean, it's like it's really, really huge. So it makes sense to me if something like that. Definitely, folks we're living in a capitalistic society, so where does money be made? Their folks will be there trying to make the money. But at the same time, you learn. I want everybody to jump in. What type of life lessons are you learning from being a gamer? Take your time.
Well,
and what's your handle?
I could say my handle.
Yeah, what's your internet name or game name?
Oh, Fish King.
Fish King. Yeah. 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 Fish King. Yeah. Well, go ahead. Then that's Brian. Go ahead, Brian. Okay. Go ahead, tell me. Yeah, what life lessons do you gain from gaming?
Basically, a lot of teamwork.
Wow.
Because me and Stephanie, we're partners, mm-hmm. and usually I try to figure out combos or we try to juggle in Smash Bros, mm-hmm. which basically is keep the opponent in the air the longest time, and then find an opening to do a finishing move, mm-hmm. and then just take the game home.
So, okay, Stephanie.
Like, one life lesson for sure is, like, I've learned so far is just to, like, be humble, basically, and wow. not, like, because if I'm being honest, there's, like, a lot of, like, toxic people in, like, the Smash Brothers community.
And life.
Like, I want to bring up this one case of, like, this 15-year-old girl. She was, like, really great, right? Mm-hmm. And she mains, like, an Isabelle. And she, like, like, be a professional player. But, like, they were just so mean to her just because... I don't know why exactly, yeah. but she just stops playing in general.
And which, people
like,
do sucks. That in real life. They're mean for no apparent reason. Bullying mm-hmm. is so huge in our society. I wish it would stop, and it's just totally unnecessary. Trevor, what life lessons have you gained from being a gamer?
One of the most hard lessons I ever learned was hard work. Because mm-hmm. as for me, I put in as much effort as I can into gaming. But I know these kids in our esports program, they put a lot more effort in than I do, and they have a lot more experience at it than I will.
Wow. Kevin?
That's Steven.
I did it again. Steven.
Not the last time.
So I'm Steven, sometimes known as Kevin. Preferably not.
Pushing back the button on that one.
And online I go by Cat Lord.
Uh-huh. Okay.
One of the lessons I've learned is sharing, because we usually only have one of the consoles and one TV.
Okay.
So between me and Kevin, if we're playing a single player game, we had to develop a schedule so that we basically developed a turn system.
Okay.
Where we could play and both be happy with it.
Awesome. Okay, Steven. Yeah, Steven. I got Steven. I got it right that time. Yeah. Steven, what life lessons have you...
I'm Kevin.
I did it! Mr. Producer, help me out here! Kevin, what life lessons have you gained from gaming?
So, I've learned a lot about how I should interact with the world from gaming in general. So, I have Asperger's syndrome,
okay.
which makes it more difficult for me to predict how people will act or what I should do. And Smash Bros., it's a fighting game, and... a lot of things in it can be based around predicting what your opponent will do. And that's something I'm trying to get better at, both in the game and in real life. And I think it's kind of helping, to be honest.
Honest. Awesome. People think, and I've been around some people that think, that when you gaming isolated somewhere in a room on a console, that you're losing and not gaining people skills, how to interact with people in life, real people, because you're so busy in social media or you're so busy in a game room that when you come out of there, you don't know how to react to real people. Is that, I see a face on Stephanie over there. Does that sound crazy?
No, it does, because like, I don't like to talk online with people like as much as I used to, but like, mm-hmm. there's, chats like in game rooms and stuff you can talk to people too, and like you when you play online and you have like a headset you can talk to people. I don't understand why.
So it's not like going into a dark hole and then you come and you come out, you know, don't talk to me, or like, you know, you don't talk to nobody. Right. You walk around with your hood over your head, head all down until you get into your game room, then you come alive.
No, so yeah, that's not how it is.
Right, it's most definitely not.
I can see that in your faces, because all you guys, you know, look, you're happy looking, you're smiling, you're at school, which is a great thing. It really is a great thing. Believe me, education, it's a great thing being in school. But, okay, staying out of trouble. Kids that get in trouble, because he had nothing to do. I think the mayor said when he was on our show, I think his quote was, if a young person don't have nothing to do, they'll find something to do. And a lot of times what they find to do is the wrong thing. And then they find themselves in harm's way and find themselves in trouble. So with a gaming thought in mind, how has this helped you? Or do you think other folks definitely should get involved with gaming because it gives you something to do positive and it keeps you out of trouble? What do you think about that?
Does kind of make Steven. Sense. Kevin.
God, gosh! Kevin, go ahead.
I think it kind of does make sense if you think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my opinion, video games are a way that you can use your time when you can't use your time a different way.
Okay.
That it's an enjoyable way to use it, and it's great. It's just very entertaining and fun,
mm-hmm.
and in helpful in some ways, like okay. I said earlier.
Okay. Anyone else? Trevor, Steven, Kevin?
Steven.
Steven.
Every time. It's all good.
I'm going to get you by the end of the show. I got 2 minutes.
So I view video games as sort of like an interactive TV show, most of them.
Okay.
So you can drive the main character and help them along their quest. You can help basically do what you want in this video game world within the world that the developers have created. And so I think it's a good way to spend your time telling a story with the people who created it.
Okay. All right. Trevor?
As for my thoughts on that, I used to be bullied every day of my life.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been like that since preschool, actually. But gaming, for me, was a way to escape and meet new people over it. Because basically, I treated gaming as an alternate version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can play as a hero in a story and try to save the day.
Yeah.
And it helps encourage you a little bit in your own actual life. But as you play those games, you meet other people who also experience those games and also learn the same exact lesson and become great friends with it.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Brian, Ed, go ahead.
Well, the way I see video games is like what Trevor was saying when he was bullied. I had the same experiences too. When during preschool to basically middle school,
mm-hmm.
I was bullied for like my weight and all, and yeah, just basically my weight. And there's only two ways when I get home to calm down. It's either video games, playing with my sister, or I'll go fishing with my dad.
Okay. I went fishing once. I fell in and didn't go back. But that's awesome, spending time with your pops, man, and doing that. And I hate bullies. You know, it's a shame you guys had to go through that. I mean, that sucks.
It does.
You know, that sucks. It does. Can I say that? Oh, I said it anyway. So, Stephanie?
Oh, well, for video games, it's, like, helped me a lot to, like, make new friends, basically. Because, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about right now, but, like, Animal Crossing, there's going to be, like, a new game coming out soon. Anyway, so, like, I made a lot of friends, like, playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And what else should I say? I don't know. Well, basically, it's not only that game, but it's like lot of others, right?
Esports is for now. I'm almost out of time.
Okay.
Your parents, how supportive were you guys' parents?
Ooh.
I mean, go ahead, just throw it in there.
Me and Stephanie's, we're our parents.
Yeah.
I should say, sorry about that. they were supportive. Like, my dad would let us stay after,
mm-hmm.
and all, but my mom, she's really not too supportive because she was saying, do something else, extending games.
Yeah.
I'm going, like, it's competition. I want to play.
Yeah.
And plus, this is my last year of high school,
mm-hmm.
and I want to finish it off doing something I love doing.
Go ahead. Anybody else? Who else? How about you? Go ahead.
As for my parents, my dad wasn't much of a supporter of it. He always used to think I'm just wasting my time.
Okay.
While my mom was very encouraging about it, and my brother, who was more like a father figure to me than my own dad, sadly, but he was very supportive of it because he used to be in the same category as me as an outsider who loves playing video games because
mm-hmm.
him and his friends used to be competitive on the Halo and all that.
Uh-huh.
And used to meet new people too and just have fun.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin Orr. Steven.
One of the two.
Yeah.
That's Kevin.
Come on, Kevin. Let me have it. Mr. Producer.
I like to think that our parents have been extremely supportive of our playing of video games and everything in our life. Mm-hmm. They let us play video games and have fun and do things we would like to do while also keeping us responsible about our schoolwork.
Oh, high five.
Yeah.
I like that. Go ahead. Go ahead, perhaps.
I like our parents a lot.
Yeah.
They're extremely supportive in every way, and I'm very grateful for that.
Awesome. All right, Steve.
You want to say anything, Steve?
No, you basically covered it.
And that is huge because I'm an old school parent, so you know but looking now for you folks out there that understand anything about Wikipedia, if you do your search and go into esports, there's 20 pages of information on esports. 20 pages when you go on Wikipedia and look up what esports is all about. 20 pages. 20! 20! Do the math, teacher! You know? There's a lot of data out there about on this sport, that how it shows that it is the sport and what you gain from it, the financial rewards, the friendships, the camaraderie. Camaraderie? Yeah, camaraderie. You learn stuff. You know, yeah, that new word now. I probably can't say it right. Did I say it right? Poppy said it wrong. But anyway, thank you very much. Like checkers. Oh, that's what is checkers and chess? Which one you win by? It was close enough. Never mind. That's a new game.
That's horseshoes.
Push the button. You know that, right? Yeah, that's close. Get a 3 or 5. Yeah. Should I play horseshoes? Yeah. Get a ringer. Yeah. But anyway, so the parents, seriously. I was of the old school mind, you know, but. To the point now where if it's balanced, like, you know, like Kevin said, if it's balanced and your parent got it right, didn't it? And your parents understand what gaming is. It's balanced. The parents understand how important education is. Is it balanced? The parents understand how important if being around your friends and interacting with your peers or interacting with old folks or interacting with people in particular, learning life skills. If the parents understands that, you guys going to go a long way. Teach, what do you think about that?
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the biggest hurdles I've foreseen for us setting up is the negative stigma just in the world about video games.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids, you know, quote unquote, wasting their time on a video game. But there's like we've learned here today, there's a lot to learn from playing video games. There are a lot of jobs that come from esports in communication, teamwork, programming, computer science. I mean, there's a list. Like you said, go to Wikipedia and just spend a couple of months trying to read everything about esports.
Because, I can't do it. I don't have no time. My show to go through the page. And then teach, talk about the video game design.
Yeah.
That's an industry.
For sure. That's a multi-million
graphic
dollar industry.
Arts.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said,
that's
computer
an industry.
Science. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have one of the students from BDTV went on to work on one of the Batman projects. A student from BDTV went on to work on that set of the Batman, one of the Batman shows. So stuff really happens. And what you gain in high school is so important. So using your time wisely is so important. And old school thinking of mine that video games is a waste of time. Balanced, where you guys are doing it, man, it's awesome. It is just, and I take my hats. Okay, Mr. Producer.
Sorry, I just wanted to know how many.
Go ahead, get that microphone.
How many hours on average do you guys spend, like either in school training or out of school? Because I know it's not just, you know, it's a sport, so it's not like basketball. You go to practice, you still have to practice after and all that. Like, what's the average? I'm just curious about that.
I'd say as of right now, we meet usually 2 days a week as a team. After school for a good couple of hours. So that's a good four hours a week there. But then they can attest to how much time they spend outside of that at home playing.
How do you join? Can you still join?
Can you still join?
Absolutely, yeah. To be in this actual season and participate on the roster, that deadline has passed. But we have an open door, and we want as many as we can get to come practice and get together and build a roster for all these games we're trying to play. Hopefully in the fall we'll be ready for those other bigger games, the League of Legends, Overwatch, and Rocket League. So if you're out there and you're interested, just come see me, Mr. Smith.
And y'all on the website too, Beaver's High School.
We're starting
your website?
The website, we're hoping we got a one of our members is taking working that on. Chandler Bolden, okay. He's going to try to get us the website started, working with the actual Ben Davis website.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, now they dollar cents.
Yes,
because scholarships and mm-hmm. sponsorships from corporations, because they see this too. You know, if you just keep on doing your research, folks, you'll find out. You know how companies are seeing college scholarships for young people involved in game, these athletes. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're learning so many life skills. No longer, you know, it's not just sitting somewhere playing a game. You're learning stuff that you can use out here in society and make this place a better place to live, and that is huge. So I take my hat off to all you guys, you know. So push the magic button because, I mean, hats off to the parents, you know, if you don't understand. And I love that the parents are understanding, they're learning. You guys are in the program, you're doing it. So your parents are on board to some degree. And so just keep on learning, parents, because, you know, we as parents and grandparents, we learn something every single day. Well, you should learn something every day because education never, never, never dies. Never dies. Okay, great. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate all of you. Like I said, if you want more information, check out Wikipedia, if nothing else. They'll be on our website here on the Ben Davis High School website pretty soon. There's so much information out there. You'll learn a lot. When you learn a lot, you'll know a lot, and you'll feel good about what you learned. And then at the same time, you know, hey, they might buy you a house. Yeah, you have keys to a house. And you say, I bought my mama a house. How you doing? Well, I run this tournament. Well, what guys, you basketball? Oh, I'm a gamer. And I won this tournament. We won $50,000 in first day. In the second day, $50,000. Third day. Woo! Ah! Yeah. That kind of money out there?
Oh, yeah.
maybe I should have. I don't know, Mr. Producer. Maybe I should have. Maybe we should, me and you, do a team. And I don't know. They got a team for Pac-Man?
They probably do.
Pac-Man. I was born, so I like Pac-Man. I did like Pac-Man. You know, I don't know what those things were, though. What were they? What are they called? It's eating everything. Is there a character name for the thing?
Just Pac-Man, I guess. Just Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Pac-Man.
Mrs. Pac-Man.
There's another game that we had, like, little two lines. Bing, bing. It was just a real wait. Bong. Where in the Benny? Bong. I remember Bong. And then... Who else I played? I remember Sonic. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna go way back now. Play that one. Marco. Let's see what else? What else old folks play? We're back in today. What did your parents play? Were your parents, what kind of games did y'all parents play? If they did. I'm gonna leave y'all alone and get y'all in trouble.
My parents really didn't play games.
Okay.
They just usually be outside playing with the friends, or either playing soccer,
okay,
volleyball, or fishing.
But now you play soccer. Fishing. Now the games like that now. There's soccer games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably like the only games that our parents have played was like the sword fighting game and like the Wii for like Wii Sports Resort.
Oh, I remember that one.
The only thing they do was just swing the remote around. They wouldn't actually like... know how to play exactly.
A lot of exercise in that game, dude. Right. That's a workout. Trevor, anything there?
My brother played a lot of Xbox games while my mom on the other hand.
Okay.
She played, I think she played classic Sonic and Mario.
Okay, Mario, yeah.
And she wasn't much of a gamer. Also, I forgot to mention my gamer tag when you were asking.
Yeah,
what was it? Well, I have two. On Xbox, I'm Dark Hero 1017, but on everything else, I usually just go by Yukito.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. And the Magger twins.
Our parents didn't really play video games.
Yeah.
But they're the most poorest ones in the world, though. They're right behind you now. They're your teammates. Now they're your teammates.
Absolutely.
Yeah, give them some call signs.
I never said what my online username is. I like to go by the Toucan Master.
Okay.
Like toucan as in the bird.
Yeah. I love the show, too, the movie, too. Yeah, do that. That was awesome. Man, you guys are great. So keep up the good work and get you guys back to class. And anytime you got something going on that we need to know about Giant 90.9, let us know so we can broadcast it, because this is huge.
We'll do.
This is really huge, y'all. I mean, talking to the audience, it's really huge. It's not what you think when you hear the word game. Look up esports. I mean, it will blow your mind, and just might put some money in your pocket, and they might buy your house. Mm-hmm. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And still remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just don't copy the wrong cat. Hey, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Y'all better not sag. Y'all sag. Any of y'all sag.
No, that was horrendous.
I can't stand sag. It gives me a conniption. Just can't stand it. No, you make a game called sagging, and then you might make some money for it. Then I might like sagging. This is a game called sagging. When you don't need to sag and... Oh, well, the views expressed on School Talk. That's the views of MC of Wayne Township, Giant 90.9, or WBD. The views of me and my guests. Until next week, I don't know who I got next week. I'll get somebody. But I know one thing, we'll talk about the state competition that's going on Monday, so we'll have a recap of that coming up on Friday, too, as Ben Davis, Giant 90.9, goes down to Indianapolis University to compete for the state competition. So until then, see you next week on School Talk.